La salle à manger au canet. The dining room in Le Canet, which you discover here, gives an ambiguous impression of a stifling and enclosed suntrap, characteristic of Bonnard's interiors. However, it's more complex than it appears. Everything here contributes to the creation of an intimate and everyday atmosphere. Behind the apparently peaceful and harmonious ambience of the scene, the painting avoids recreating the daily ritual of a meal and escapes the anecdotal description of a given social context. Bonnard was known to say,
"It isn't about painting life. It's about bringing painting to life."
Contrary to some of the other dining rooms he did in Arcachon or Trouville, this composition is devoid of any openings to the outside or to an adjoining room. This enclosed space creates a feeling of suffocation that's reinforced by the colourful and vibrant treatment of the wall. Numerous elements emphasise the solitude of the young lady at the table to the left, the empty chair in the centre of the composition, and the plate and glass of an absent guest in the lower section of the table. Could this have been Bonnard himself, situated outside the field of vision? In the confined and silent ambience of this painting, we can see the reflection of the painter's own existence. From the 1930s, Bonnard's isolation increased. He lived more exclusively alone with Marthe, whom he admitted to be completely antisocial. "He who sings isn't always happy," declared the artist in 1944, as if to signify that the apparent happiness in his painting was an illusion. In fact, this painting reveals a complex and uncertain universe. Bonnard turns the traditional hierarchy between figures and background upside down, to the point of changing the scale of each of the objects and protagonists. Indeed, the latter are relegated to the painting's edges. The profusion of colours and the huge white patch of the tablecloth even lead us to ignore the presence of a cat by Marthe's side. Only close observation allows us to discover these objects chosen by the painter. This stratagem that we could describe as presence-absence is a constant in Bonnard's work and keeps our senses alert.